Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Are you ready to master your fear of public speaking, especially if you're a YouTuber or an online teacher like me? I'm Jerry Banfield, and I remember being afraid to get up in front of the class and give a talk, and now I've done over 5,000 videos online, and when I step up, there's no more fear there. I'm just grateful for a chance to serve. What I've learned along the way to make the difference from being afraid to step up and talk to now where it comes very naturally, let's help you with that journey yourself. Number one is to feel good about who you are. This sounds like such a simple tip, and yet if you can't look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, if you're very easy to criticize and think you're not good enough and you're ugly and you're unworthy, then all these things are likely to be exaggerated when you get up in front of other people. You'll imagine that other people are thinking these things about you. There's a lot of books that can help with this. The Power of Now, Heal Your Life. The Power of Now is by Eckhart Tolle, Hear Your Life by Louise Hay, and getting help from a hypnotherapist can be very helpful. These are all things I've done myself. I also go to Alcoholics Anonymous every day, which helps me have the chance to speak live in front of other people in an open discussion meeting, even if it's just for a few minutes every single day. It helps me master that fear of public speaking. Because the second big tip to master the fear of public speaking is to see that talking to one person and talking to 1,000 people and talking to yourself have a lot more in common than they do different. I'm just talking to myself right now, even though there's a camera right here that's in front of me. I literally am talking to myself right now. And I've got 30 some years of experience talking to myself. Now, why would I be afraid to talk to myself? Then when I talk to somebody else, I'm not afraid most of the time to talk to my mother or my wife or my children. I'm not afraid to go talk to most other people I know most of the time. Then why would that be any different if I'm talking in front of a group of people? Our minds over-exaggerate the importance of talking to groups of people. In fact, it seems to me most of the good that gets done in the world is done one-on-one or in small groups with friends and family. And that we think these things like talking on a stage or making a YouTube video are making this massive difference in the world. And yet, to me, there's a big difference between what I'm doing one-on-one with someone and what I'm getting out of watching a video. In fact, I argue that the most a video or some speech by anyone can do is help me with the things I'm already working on a little bit myself, and that mainly I end up working on with my friends and family. When I get up in front of a YouTube video like this and talk, or I raise my hand to Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, sure, I can do some good. However, let's not overinflate the good that I'm doing. When you get up and give a talk, you're really not changing the world. The main change in the world happens one little action at a time, and every little thing makes a difference. That means every single part of the day makes kind of an equal difference to the whole. Thus, losing the overinflated importance of numbers and how many people watch helps us to see, look, when we're talking to a group of people, we're lucky if any of these people care about us even a little bit. There's not much to really be afraid of. I did a stand-up comedy before at a club, and I am grateful. I was really excited to do it. I wasn't afraid because it was just like getting up to give a little talk to my friends or something, and I wouldn't be afraid of doing that, would I? No. I'm not afraid of talking to the people I normally talk to in my life, and thus everyone else is really no different. Finally, one more fear of Matt that you can get rid of public speaking. One more way you can do it is to remember, for better or worse, that we're all going to die. You and these particular bodies, our immortal souls, who we really are, combined with these bodies, the immortal soul lives on. And there's nothing to truly be afraid of. You might stop and think, well, why do you need to bring death into this? Because most fears go into a fear of death and fear of change. When you think about your immortal soul stepping up to make a YouTube video or teach online or to go speak in front of a group of people, what is there to be afraid of? They're not going to, well, hopefully, they're not going to whip out guns and shoot you all of a sudden if they don't like what you're saying. They're not going to take you over to the guillotine. They are not going to beat you up there on stage. I mean, what are you really afraid of? Are you afraid of what people might think of you? Ooh, he didn't like what I said. So what? He didn't like how I was. So what? This will all be only remembered by our immortal souls someday. All of this shall pass. Relax a little bit and live your full life. Get out there and deliver your full message. I ironically get some of my greatest fear of speaking when it's talking to someone in a situation where I think they don't like me or there might be some conflict. To me, the fear of doing that is way greater than getting up in front of talking to people. And yet, maybe some of us have that fear come up when we're talking to people. We're afraid people aren't going to like us. Relax. People not liking us or liking us is a very temporary thing. I'm amazed to see how one day a comment, someone loves everything I do, the next day someone hates everything I do. It is not a big deal what people's opinion of us is. It's a matter of, are we living our full life? Are we following our heart? Are we sharing the vision and the skills and the help we have for other people? Are we letting that rule what we're doing, or are we trying to impress everybody and show off? I don't have much fear of public speaking because I'm not trying to impress anyone and show off anymore. I've seen the thousands of comments talking about how unimpressed people are with what I'm doing online, and obviously I don't care. I keep showing up and doing my best every day, and speaking in front of one audience and group of people is about the same as speaking in front of another audience and group of people. I mean, what difference does it make if I'm speaking to people that live in one place versus another, or people who look one way versus another, or people who have a lot of money versus don't have a lot of money? We're all in these human bodies right now, we're all fundamentally equal. That's humility, to see that we're all equal. I am grateful for the chance to share these tips with you. I hope they're helpful. I trust you'll smash that like button. And if you go really crazy, you'll join the Jerry Banfield family. You'll hit that subscribe button, turn notifications on, be like, oh my God, I got to see all this guy's videos. He's something else. You'll join and follow on Facebook just to make sure you don't miss anything during the day on YouTube. You'll go in your the follow settings, hit the news feed notifications on. You will even join my partner program where you can have weekly group calls with me and other full-time online entrepreneurs, and you even get some one-on-one calls with me. I hope this was helpful for you to master your fear of public speaking. I'm reading all the comments on my YouTube channel right now, so if you want to say how much I suck, then lay it on. I'll read it and I'll move on.